in Washington. I'm Barbara Klein. In the central Philippines, witnesses describe corpses in sidewalks and streets, even hanging from trees, as relief workers try to reach areas cut off by flooding from Friday's super typhoon. Wind gusts of 170 miles an hour whipped up a wall of water about 15 feet high that wiped out most things in its path. From the Philippines, Aurora Almendral reports residents are in desperate need of the basics.
Basic supplies are running low. People are complaining of petty violence and looting. And the biggest issue from residents there, they say, isn't hunger, it's thirst. They don't have access to drinking water. And just even like going into the sea to try to save people, people have been getting infections. So there's definitely a shortage of medicine and an issue with thirst.
Reporter Aurora Almendral in Manila. Syrian opposition leaders are meeting in Istanbul to discuss possible peace talks with the Assad regime. Susanna George reports sources within the Western-backed opposition coalition are promising to seek approval from Syria's rebel fighters before agreeing to any conference.
The coalition's faced increasing criticism lately that it's out of touch with Syrians on the ground. The opposition group is made up mainly of exiles who conduct almost all of their work outside of Syria, attending meetings in Istanbul, Cairo, London, and elsewhere. Meanwhile, inside Syria, the coalition's armed branch is also losing support. Extremist groups with jihadist ties are proving to be more effective fighters. In September, a handful of brigades that once fought on behalf of the coalition denounced the opposition in exile and threw their lot in with an Islamist umbrella group. The so-called Geneva peace talks had been planned for late November, but were delayed again due to wrangling over preconditions. For NPR News, I'm Susanna George in Beirut.
Fresh off a landslide re-election last week, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has advice for his Republican Party. Reach out to minority voters and tell them why GOP policies are better than those of the Democrats. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Chris Christie's 22 percentage point margin of victory in last week's gubernatorial election earned him some national attention. Not just because he, as a Republican, swept through a primarily blue state, but because he, as a Republican, had a better than average showing with minority voters. Exit polls show that he won 50% of the Hispanic vote. On NBC's Meet the Press, Christie said there's a lesson in that.
What the election showed was that if you want to attract a majority of the Hispanic vote, if you want to nearly triple your African-American vote as a Republican, what you need to do is show up.
Christie went on to say that he didn't plan to take that strategy to a national level just yet. He said that for now, his focus is on New Jersey. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
This is NPR. It's turning out to be a better year than expected for many corn growers in the Midwest. NPR's David Shaper reports this year's harvest is bringing in record-sized crops.
After a devastating drought destroyed many farmers' crops last year, this year's growing season got off to a very wet and uncertain start. Heavy rains and flooded fields delayed spring planting, and late summer heat further stressed crops. But after worrying there might not be much to harvest, corn growers say their crops are much better than expected, so good that the USDA reports that this year's harvest will total nearly 14 billion bushels of corn, smashing the 2009 record crop of 13.1 billion bushels. Demand for corn is up this year, too, but not enough to raise prices much. Friday's closing corn price at the Chicago Board of Trade is 40% lower than corn prices last year. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The weight loss supplement OxyElite Pro is being recalled. USP Labs is voluntarily recalling the product, which is marketed as a fat burner, after the Food and Drug Administration says it's linked to liver illnesses. Suspended Miami Dolphin Richie Incognito says locker room culture is one of brotherhood and says he didn't intend to bully teammate Jonathan Martin.
This isn't an issue about bullying. This is an issue of my and John's relationship, where I've taken stuff too far, and I didn't know it was hurting him.
In an interview with Fox Sports, Incognito said Martin sent him a text message threatening to kill his family, and that he never thought Martin was serious because it's how they communicate, he said. Martin, who's left the team, alleges Incognito harassed him. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.